Hello there, this is UBC Chibi Capstone Group P9. Our capstone project is to produce hydrogen from natural gas using steam methane reforming and water gas shift reactions. BC government is committed to reduce greenhouse gas emission by 40% by the year of 2030 and 80% by 2050. Hydrogen fuel is a major contributor to the greenhouse gas emission plan. BC projects to have an annual hydrogen demand of 1.4 million tons by 2050. Our plant has a hydrogen production capacity of 0.49 million tons per year, which makes up 35% of the BC hydrogen market. Our plant is located in Kitimat, a port city with access to marine transportation in North BC. Our plant uses innovative technologies for the steam methane reforming reaction and carbon dioxide separation. An autothermal reactor is used for steam methane reaction, a primary source for hydrogen production. This reaction is endothermic, which requires large amounts of heat. Instead of seeking for external heat, we combust a portion of the natural gas feed at the bottom of the reactor. This method uses less natural gas than if an external furnace was used. The upper part of the reactor is a fluidized bed. Steam and natural gas react to generate hydrogen with the help of catalysts. A cyclone is placed on top of the reactor to catch the catalyst particles and recycle them back to the reactor. Pressure swing adsorption technology is used for carbon dioxide capture. The PSA unit has 10 towers with a 2x5 configuration. Two series are placed in parallel with each series having 5 towers. The 5 tower series gives us a separation efficiency of 90%. The gas mixture enters two series alternatively. For example, when the first series is pressurized, the feed valve for the second series is closed, forcing all the gas mixture flows into the first series. Under certain pressure, different gas components have different binding forces to the adsorbents in the tower. Our towers are set to a pressure such that only carbon dioxide can flow through the tower and any other gas is bound to the adsorbent. When the tower reaches its adsorbing capacity, we close the feed valve for series 1, pressurize towers in series 2, and feed all the gas mixture into series 2. We then depressurize series 1, allowing the gas particles to detach from the adsorbent and purge them out of the tower. This alternation method incorporates two batch processes together to make a continuous process. Our plant layout is designed to ensure safety and minimize hazardous impact in an unforeseen accident. The most inflammable and explosive part of the plant, the hydrogen storage tanks, are placed in the far end of the plant in the downwind direction. The control room and administration are placed beside the PSA units, the least hazardous operational units in the process, to ensure staff and operator safety. The process flow diagram in the middle shows our 5 major operational steps. The natural gas is obtained from the Coastal GasLink pipeline and then gets treated in the desulfurization unit. The desulfurization unit removes 99% of the organic sulfur in the natural gas feed. The treated natural gas is then fed into the autothermal reactor together with oxygen and steam. Part of the natural gas feed is combusted with oxygen to provide heat for the steam methane reforming reaction. The rest of the natural gas reacts with steam to produce hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide. The steam gas then goes into two water gas shift reactors, where carbon monoxide reacts with steam to produce more hydrogen gas. The gas mixture then goes through two sets of PSA towers, where hydrogen and carbon dioxide are separated out. The hydrogen gas exiting the PSA unit has a 99% purity. The carbon dioxide is sent to other treatment facilities for further sequestration. The unreacted natural gas is recycled back into the autothermal reactor. Having a promising hydrogen market, our plant is highly profitable. We have an annual profit of $163 million. The capital cost for our plant is $174 million. And the payback period is 3 years. The operational cost is $708 million per year. Our plant has a net present value of $318 million for a 30-year analysis period. The carbon dioxide capture technology significantly reduces our plant's greenhouse gas emission rate.
Without carbon capture, we're releasing 471,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide every hour. But having carbon capture allows us to reduce our emissions to just under 28,000 kilograms per hour, a 94% reduction.
In a nutshell, we turn a traditional fossil fuel, natural gas, into a cleaner, more energy-efficient fuel, hydrogen. We're committed to boost BC economy in the energy sector and fight global warming. Thank you.